Blog Talk Radio. Glory, 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 hallelujah. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah. We all need you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. You're worthy to be exalted. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's no one like you. Only one God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that you manifested yourself with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But one God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is our God. Glory be. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos, Jr., of your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, here on Blog Talk Radio. Glory be. And you can call us. We would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog. Call us at 516-418-5944 and press number 1 to be connected with the studio. If you have any questions, comments, or testimonies, then you could call us and to contact us directly at the studio, and we'd be able to share with you that which the Lord has given unto us. Glory be to the Lord. And today is Sunday. Today is Bible mystery. We give out a mystery, and hopefully someone will come up with the answer, calling the station with the answer. If you do so, and you have the correct answer, then praise God. Receive a beautiful from the church, according style, colorful pamphlet of the tabernacle. It talks about the furnishings, the pattern of worship, the Ark of the Covenant, symbolisms that point to Jesus, in the tabernacle, the garments of the high priest. Glory, glory. And I recommend you keep that with your Bible. So if you go out and you have an appointment for next, you could take this pamphlet out, open your Bible and look it up, and learn about the tabernacle. Now, the tabernacle was a portable tabernacle. It was also known as the tent of meetings. Glory be to the Lord. And that is what Moses would carry around with his troops, with his people. Every time that the cloud stopped, they will build the temple, the tabernacle. Glory. Every time that the cloud began to move, they would take it down. Thank you, Jesus, because they were on the way to Mount Sinai to get the law, and also they were on the way to the promised land. Glory be to the Lord. At that time, they had a portable tent, and it tells you what the colors meant, the different instruments, the different instruments. It's fantastic. And Paul, he tells, don't you know that your body is of the Holy Spirit? He will not dwell in an unclean temple. So at one time, Moses would carry around the tabernacle, the temple, and he cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Days we understand because Christ ascended into heaven, sent back his Holy Spirit to dwell. Our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And one day we'll take this carnal body for incarnal body. And we're going to meet the Lord in the air. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, this is Sunday, and we have our Bible mystery here on Blog Talk Radio. Would encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. Telephone number 418. Let me give you a little disclaimer and then itinerary. First, a disclaimer, and that is that the songs that we play here on Blog Talk Radio, they do not belong to Pastor Ramos. They do not belong to the church in life. They do not belong to the Blog Talk Radio. They belong to the bought the original CDs and DVDs. In it, we have permission to use the songs. Glory be, glory be. The New Times, and that is on Sundays. We're here at 7 p.m. It used to be 6, but we're here at 7 p.m. for the Bible Mystery every Sunday. Every Tuesday at 3 a.m., we have intercessory prayer. That's the fourth watch, the beginning of the fourth watch. And if you study your gospel carefully, Jesus will go out and pray on the fourth watch. Glory be, hallelujah. Thursdays is our Bible study. Glory. 7 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Same telephone number, same location. Our Bible study is, remember, we topic called What's Next. And 2 weeks ago, we had Pastor Newman, Robert Newman of Grace Church, to speak to us about rapture. Last week, I should speak it on part two. Next week, this week, the difference between the rapture and and sometimes they read the scriptures could be talking about the second coming. I think they're thinking about the rapture. Sometimes it's talking about the rapture, and some people think it's talking about the second coming. And sometimes people mingle scriptures that belong to the second coming together with those that speak of the rapture. And we have to get an understanding that the coming of Jesus Christ is in two phases. First, the rapture of the church, the blessed hope, and then the coming to rescue Israel on Mount Olivet, which is the glorious appearance of our God. Glory be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. About the blessed hope and the glorious appearance. Two different events, yet one happening. Glory be to God. We're going to look at the difference between the rapture and the second coming. Glory be, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So you have the itinerary of the church. The only thing that changes is times for Sunday and Thursday. We're here at 7 p.m. because of changes. And 1 hour starting at 7 o'clock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If you like to email the church, the email address is wtltabernacle@gmail.com. Everything is lowercase. wtltabernacle@gmail.com. If you like to speak directly with the pastor after the program is over, you call the pastor's cell, 772-626-3178. That's a Florida number. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And we'll speak on the phone, address the issues that are brought up. Glory be to the Lord. Once again, the email address for the church is lowercase. WTLTabernacle@gmail.com. And the cell phone number for the pastor is 772-626-3178. Be to the Lord. And you can call me and we could talk about any subject that you like. It's not limited to the program that we're studying now. It could be anything. Glory be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible mystery for today, who wrote Hebrews? Who wrote the book of Hebrews? Glory be, hallelujah. I'm going to read some scriptures to you before we begin to answer the question or begin to look at the different scriptures that are reflective of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they give you hints so you could come up with the answer. Glory be. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to read from chapter beginning at verse 19. We're going to end at around verse 20. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 19. The word of God says, "Now, where remissions of the, of these is, there is sin." You hear that? "I once and for all, he shed his precious blood. The offering for sin has been given. There is the remissions of these is." Now, where the remissions of these is, there is no more offering for sin. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he had consecrated for us through the veil, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience, but if washed pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without, for he is faithful." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb of God, which takes away the sins of the world. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we're going to start talking about the book of Hebrews. And we know the book of Hebrews, when you look at it, really say who wrote the book of Hebrews. But if you study and you go with scripture and you look at some concordance, some dictionaries, you could come away with understanding a little bit more who wrote the book of Hebrews. First of all, you have to understand Paul just completed his third missionary mission. He was arrested and he was taken to Rome. And there he magistrate, he had to meet the emperor, Emperor Nero. We hear that Emperor Nero was a bad, and Emperor Nero also burned down the city, and he blamed it on the Christians. So he had Paul beheaded. So Paul was a prisoner in it. Several brothers accompany him to Rome. Some of the sisters that were there also, and they went with him to Rome. We know Peter was crucified, and he said he was not worthy to die as his master. So Peter was crucified upside down. Today, the Roman Empire, now called the Universal Catholic Church, considers Peter to be the first pope. Scripture doesn't concur with that. So we see that Paul was a prisoner in Rome, and it's 2 years in a house, and he wrote from Rome. And he wrote several books from Rome, and he ministered to the soldiers and even to the household of Caesar. He ministered. So we have to look at, and you look at the history of, and what came his way. And Paul was faithful even to the very end when they cut his head off. Now, we know that in these days, Israel is right fighting Hamas in a war. And Hamas, very same thing that Paul went through. They cut off the heads of the babies and burned them alive. You know, Hamas is another name, the Greek name destroyer or the Hebrew name destroyer in the Bible many times, at least four times. Hamas's name is there as a destroyer. We have to be very careful, my brothers and sisters. Don't let nothing stop you from sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even if you have to pay with your life, absent from this body, is present with the Lord. Glory be to the Lord Jesus Christ. So who wrote the book of Hebrews? Who wrote Hebrews? That's the mystery for today. When you look at Hebrews and you look at the other books of the New Testament, it doesn't say who wrote the book of Hebrews. But in some of the writings, when you look at them and some of the dictionaries, you could come away having an idea who wrote that book. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's go now to several subjects that the book of Hebrews speak about. And as we study these verses, you know, it'll give you a little hint as to who might have wrote the book of Hebrews. Let's go over to chapter 9, beginning verse 23. And the word of God, it was there necessary that the patterns of things in the heaven should be purified with these, but himself with a better sacrifice than these. For Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but himself now to appear in the presence of God for us. 23. It was therefore necessary patterns of things in the heavens to be purified with these. And we when you look back in verse 22, it tells you what are these are. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, is no remission. So we see it was needful for the blood of the Lord to pour on the Ark of the Covenant. And if you remember his resurrection, when he revealed himself to Mary, she wanted to hold on to him. But he said, don't touch me because I have not ascended into heaven. He went into heaven and he offered his blood over the Ark of the Covenant there to cleanse it. Because remember, when Lucifer, sin came into there, into heaven, he stained heaven, covering cherub. He stained heaven with pride. Pride was the sin that caused Lucifer to fall. Christ had to offer up himself with a perfect blood to cleanse the Ark of the Covenant, to cleanse heaven, and to give us remission for our sins. Glory be to the Lord. That is Hebrews 9:23-24. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these. What are they talking about? When you go back to 22, it tells you these was the blood of the Lamb. But the heavenly things themselves were a better sacrifice than these. Now, what is this talking about? Well, when the high priest and the priest offered up the lambs, the goats, the sheep in the tabernacle, once a year, the high priest would take the blood and enter into the Holy of Holies and speak on behalf of the people. And he would sprinkle the Ark of the Tabernacle on the left side, on the right side. Glory be to God. Sprinkled that blood of the goat or of the lamb onto the Ark of the Covenant. Then he would come out and he would change clothing, change garments, and he would speak to the people on behalf of God. So we see that in the earthly realm, you had blood of bullocks and bucks, goats of sheep, whatever the sacrifice. You could even sacrifice turtle doves if you was poor. Like Mary, when she brought Jesus to be circumcised, you know, they were poor, so they brought turtle doves. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And in verse 24, it says, for Christ enter into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So what it's saying there, Jesus did not go into the earthly tabernacle. He went directly straight into the tabernacle in heaven. He presented himself before God. He's sitting at the right hand of God, interceding for you and I every day. So think about who might have wrote these words. Glory. And as you read Hebrews, when you read Hebrews, you will come away with a little bit of better understanding and with an idea as to who might have wrote the book of Hebrews. Let us go over to chapter number 5, and it's going to take us somewhere, which is quite interesting because the book of Hebrews talks a lot about Jesus, talks a lot about the sacrifices, talks a lot about the things that occurred. And if you remember one in the Old Testament, I believe in Psalms, God tells the Son, you will be of the order of the Melchizedek priesthood, because the order of the Levitical and Aaronic priesthood sinned before God dealt with them. And so Christ would be of the order of Melchizedek. Now, when did it took place? Well, I believe, my brothers and sisters, was the baptism of Jesus Christ, because and you read Exodus and you come across the section there where it talks about Moses dedicating the temple, dedicating the priest. The Lord told Moses to wash Aaron and his sons. So in contrast, see John the Baptist baptizing Jesus in the River Jordan, going under. In Leviticus, Exodus, you see where God told Moses to anoint Aaron and his sons, to anoint with the oil. And the same thing, if you look at Jesus' baptism, the Word of God tells me that when he rose out of the water, the Holy Spirit, like a dove, came upon Jesus. That was his anointing. Glory be to the Lord. When you look back at Leviticus, Exodus, once Moses washed them with water, washed the garments, anointed them, he then presented them to the congregation at the door of the tent of meetings, which is the tabernacle. And he said to them that these be priests. Aaron will be the high priest. God chose Aaron and the Levites to be the priests of the tabernacle. And when Jesus came out of the water and the dove descended upon him, we read from heaven said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. We see a declaration of the Father about. And so that time, I believe, that's when the transfer took place from the Aaronic Levitical priesthood to the Melchizedekian. So when the Bible says in Revelations he made us kings and priests, we are from the Melchizedek order because we live by faith and we follow Jesus Christ, who is our deliverer, who is our savior, who is prophet, priest, and king at the same time. So we're going to read a scripture. It says in beginning verse number 5-10. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest, but he that said unto him, thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. As he said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, who in his days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard and that he feared. Though he were son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Call of God, a high priest. So we see the book of Hebrews, we understand how Jesus Christ and became after the order of Melchizedek. And just like Melchizedek, Jesus Christ was king, priest, and prophet. Glory be to the Lord. We see that through Mary's lineage, they brought forth the lineage of the priesthood. Through Joseph's lineage, it brought the lineage of kingship. And he spoke words, and they were fulfilled, that brought forth his prophetic side. So Jesus Christ was a prophet like Melchizedek, who was a king, priest, and prophet of Salem. Salem was Jerusalem. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thinking about those words, you know, and thinking about who might have wrote those words, it really, really challenges us to keep studying the Word of God. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ramos of your host, The Way, the Truth, and Life Tabernacle, here on Blog. And we encourage you to invite your family, friends, and neighbors to join us here on Blog Talk Radio. You could call us at 516-418-5944, number one, to be connected to the studio. If you have any questions, comments, or testimonies, we would appreciate that. Or if you have any other subject that you have a question of, if we get the answer, we will get the answer right there. If not, we'll get back to you. If you like to reach the church, the email for the church is lowercase WTL@gmail.com. If you like to contact the pastor after the service, you could call 772-626-3178. And whatever issues are brought up, we would address them. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. History is Hebrews. Who wrote the book of Hebrews? And so far we've looked at Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23-24. We looked at Hebrews chapter 5, from verse 5-10. Glory be to the Lord. We also understand that Paul was a prisoner in Rome, in Italy, and he wrote some of the books there from Rome. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go over to chapter 11, because Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews, also addressed faith. And we're going to look at these verses and see. And hopefully we could get a hint as to who might have written. If you get the answer correctly as to who wrote the book of Hebrews, the church will mail you out a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. The tabernacle was also known as the Tent of Meetings. It was a portable structure. Whenever the cloud began to move, they would take that structure down. And whenever the cloud stopped, they will rebuild the temple, the tabernacle. Glory be. Hallelujah. And inside, and I would encourage you to keep this with your Bible. And if you have an appointment wherever you go and you're waiting to be called, you could open up your Bible. You could open up the pamphlet and learn about the tabernacle, the tent of meetings. One thing that you do have to keep in mind, and that is Paul says that our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit now, and he does clean temple. Father, Yahweh, said that he would put his name, he would live in Jerusalem with his people. Damn, my brothers and sisters, that's a future statement. Because when Jesus came to the earth as a little boy, remember, they call him Emmanuel, God with us. Because in the Old Testament says your God will be with you, will visit you. And Jesus Christ came to do the will of the Father, the works of Satan. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go on to chapter 11, verse 1. Let's see what it says. Verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you look at verse 6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We see that the writer of Hebrew speaks a little bit about faith. You know, you don't see your result. You don't see healing coming down. But you hold it on to the promise of God, because the promise of God is that he will heal you. You know? You know, the promises of God is that for us to be well. The promise of God is that he will be with us. He will not leave us. He will not forsake us. God never fails. Well, all else gives up, God is faithful. And so we understand that no matter what circumstances comes our way, we go to hold on to the unchanging hand of God. And we ask him to hold on to us, because we are mortals and we could falter. We could slip out of his hand. We don't want to do that. So we're holding on to him. So we ask him to hold on to us. And Jesus said it, that he has us in the palms of his hands, and no one is able to snatch it out of his hand or the Father's hand. So we are eternally Jesus, because he is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He has cleansed us. He has remissed our sins, blood of the Lamb. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. So everything that we do it in the name of Jesus by faith. You know, if we're going to pray for someone and we're going to lay hands on them, we're going to put oil on them, like the scripture says, we're going to have faith that God is going to heal him. You know, this is where we have to be very careful, my brothers and sisters. We have to be humble enough to say, Father, I don't want to pray against your will. What is your will for this circumstance? Is the person going to be healed? Person not going to be healed? Glory be to you. You remember the blind man, Jesus put mud in his eyes, and he saw a man walking like trees. So Jesus had to do it again. And this time he was able to see men clearly. So we see that sometimes, you know, the will of the Father is to let things be. He knows our heart. He knows the heart of those involved. He would not do anything against the will of man. Maybe we're praying and maybe for the man's health. If it's the will of God, he will heal him. But if it's the will of God that because of whatever circumstances the gentleman finds himself in before God, it's, the circumstance doesn't allow healing to come through because of that. So we believe and we act like somebody we ask, have you repented of your sins? Have you asked Christ into your heart? Because if the person is not a born-again believer, no matter how we pray, it's not going to work. That person must be in agreement with the word. He must be in agreement with our prayer. And if it's the will of God, he will be healed. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. But everything that we do, everything that we say is by faith in the Lord. Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. We pray for people continually like the Bible says, but we're not the one that heal people. We're not the one that deliver people. It is God Almighty. We're dependent on him. Glory be, glory be. Let us go on to chapter 12. And we're going to read verse 1 and verse 2. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are encompassed about with such great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hallelujah. So, you know, the writer of this book is dedicating everything and pointing the finger at Jesus. Because it is Jesus who is with us in the different circumstances that we find ourselves in. And by his Holy Spirit, he guides us and directs us in the way that we should go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So this is the Bible mystery. Who wrote the book of Hebrews? Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Carlos A. Ray. And your host, The Way, the Truth, and the Life Tabernacle, here on Blog Talk Radio. And you could call us at 516-418-5944. We would encourage you to talk to your friends, family, and neighbors, and join us here on Blog Talk Radio. When you call that number, you press number 1 to be connected with the studio. Glory be to the Lord. If you'd like to email the church, lowercase wtabernacle@gmail.com. If you want to talk to the pastor after the show is completed, you could call 772-626-3178. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Let me just share with you that we'll be here on Tuesday morning at 3 a.m. for intercessory prayer. Hope you could join us. You call a participant in the intercessory prayer. On Thursday at 7 o'clock, we have our Bible study, What's Next? And Pastor Robin Newman brought part 1 of the rapture 2 weeks ago. Last week, I brought part 2 of the rapture. And this week, we're going to have the difference between the rapture and the second coming. Glory be to the Lord. Unless Sister Lisa Ortiz calls us with her teaching, and so we'll hold off the difference between the rapture and the second coming of the Lord until we have an opening to present Thursday. Glory be to the Lord. So we're here every Sunday at 7 o'clock for the Bible mystery. We have a mystery. We will share that with you. We're not going to give the answer. If you have an answer, got a beautiful, colorful, accordion-style pamphlet of the tabernacle. The tabernacle was the tent of meetings. It was a portable structure. Wherever the cloud moved forward, they would take wherever the cloud stood. They would rebuild the tabernacle and proceed with their sacrifices and the feast days. Glory be to the Lord. The Lord was Israel in the daytime by the cloud by day, and at nighttime he had a cloud of fire by night. So the fire would illuminate the area, and also would meet Egyptians, the Amorites, Moabites. These people to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who wrote of Hebrews? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let us go over to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 25. We're going to read from Hebrews chapter 13, and we're going to read the last three verses, 22, 23, and 24, 25, four verses. And I beseech you, brethren, suffer the word of exhortation, for I have written a letter unto you in few words. Know ye that our brother Timothy is set at liberty, with whom I will see you. Salute all of them that rule over you, and all the saints. They of Italy salute you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see that Paul is given an exhortation there at the end. But the question is, who wrote the book of Hebrews? Was it Paul or was it somebody else? So right off the bat is, it was not Paul. Although a lot of the words that are here, Paul did say and dictated, but somebody wrote the book of Hebrews. Who could that have been? Glory be. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. Time that we have together. And I would encourage you to the neighbors. We'll get about 7 minutes to go. And we give everybody an opportunity to call in with their answer and see if it's correct. The purpose of this program is to bring light to the situation. Sometimes people, we read the Bible and we gloss over certain things. And when you look at them carefully, a lot to help you understand what the writer is saying at that time. We have to understand the environment of that time, the times, what government was in control, who was the leader of the nations at that time, what circumstances was happening around them. And remember one thing, Israel, the Jewish people, are the apple of God's eye. God will never abandon them. He loves them. He loves them. And he will save them. The Bible says all Israel will be saved. When would that happen? Well, that would happen at the start of the Millennium Kingdom, I believe. Jesus Christ will come to Mount Olivet. He will stand on Mount Olivet. That mountain will split in half. And then he will go into the mountains to get the remnant that's in the mountains and bring them forward. And he will speak with them, and they would accept him as the Lord and Savior, as the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. And he would sit on his throne of his father David. Glory be to the Lord. Hallelujah. And he would 1,000 years. Now, with God, 1,000 years is like one day. One day is like 1,000 years. Satan, at that time, Satan would have been in chains in the abyss. And after 1,000 years, he would be let loose again. Why? Because during that time, there will be children born to those people that were left behind or people that didn't believe. And there has to be an opportunity for them to be saved. But what happens is the enemy, the devil, will come out and he would deceive the people to fight against the Messiah. And there will be another battle there. And everything that is evil will be destroyed with the word of Jesus' mouth. He would then turn over everything over to the Father. There'll be a great white throne judgment. And then we step into eternity with him, the Holy Spirit, and the Father. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of people don't believe in the Trinity, but that is something that has to be revealed to the individual person. You cannot come with doubt to understand the Trinity. Some people believe in the oneness of God. We believe in the oneness of God. There's only one God. There's only one Messiah, one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the true God. However, God manifested himself in three ways: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And each one, if you look carefully, why they operated was to bring us closer to the to God Almighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have different fashions of Christian belief with the different arguments of whether it was a Trinity or whether it was a oneness. What matters is the bottom line, that we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he is Yeshua HaMashiach, and that he is our Redeemer, the one who sacrificed himself for us. That's what matters. And the gospel is, as you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 4, the gospel is that Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, was buried on the third day according to the scriptures. Death could not hold him. He is victorious over death. He is victorious over sin. And he showed us how to live humbly. He showed us how to depend upon God for us to go forward and to do what God the Father says unto us. Hallelujah. We have 2 minutes to go, and I would encourage you to call us. If not, Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the morning for intercessory prayer here on Blog Talk Radio. The phone number is 516-418-5944. And if you want to speak with the host, you could press number 1 and you'll be connected with the studio. To the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We understand by the numbers are in the archives, in the pages, that a lot of people listen to the program. And I would encourage you, when you have any opportunity, if you can, to call in and be a participant. We got about 90 seconds to go, which is a minute and a half, before this program is over. And don't forget, if you want to, you could send the email. Everything is lowercase, WCLTabernacle@gmail.com. If you want to talk to the pastor after the program is over, you could call 772-626-3178, and we would deal with the issues at hand. Glory be to the Lord. And we would say, like we always say, glory unto our Father, and may God richly bless you until the next time. Amen and amen.